USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 600 buildings, many homes, remain threatened by a huge wildfire in Northern California this morning that continues to burn out of control and which has already destroyed at least a dozen buildings. The Pawnee Fire burning at least 7,700 acres northwest of Sacramento. Low humidity and winds are helping to fuel that blaze. And in southwestern Colorado, the 416 fire continues near Durango. It could worsen this week, also because of the weather conditions. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, saying the White House should put one person in charge of reunifying separated illegal immigrant kids and their parents.
I am here to urge that we appoint a czar in charge of the reunification process.
That is, President Trump says illegal immigrants must be immediately deported with no judges or court cases. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels' interview with federal prosecutors has been canceled. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, saying prosecutors scrapped the meeting after the media learned of it. She was due to be interviewed by investigators looking into President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to paying Daniels $130,000, supposedly to keep her quiet about her discussing an affair she claims that she had with Trump years ago. Defense Chief James Mattis is on a mission that will include a stop in China, as we hear from John Clemens.
After visiting two different Air Force bases in Alaska, Mr. Mattis will be visiting China. He'll be meeting with several senior officials to exchange strategic perspectives while discussing areas of mutual concern. This is the first visit of a Secretary of Defense to China since 2014. He then travels to South Korea, then concludes his trip June 29th in Tokyo.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Roseanne Barr now showing great regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot. In a podcast interview shared online over the weekend, she cried and said she's lost everything and is now nothing but a hate magnet. There's a new number one at the theater box office, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more on that.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species? Or should they just be left to die?
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in North America, earning $150 million during its opening weekend. And coming in at second place, last week's record breaker from Disney.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes. And Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
The Incredibles 2 at number 2 with 81 million. Followed by Ocean's 8 at number 3 with 11 million. Tag at number 4 with 8 million. And number 5 is Deadpool 2 with 5 million.
And legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin is suing his Kids and Family Foundation, claiming they're taking advantage of his trust and finances. His children say he's being used by outside parties who are the real ones trying to manipulate him. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.